spend a little bit more time on this raisa. It doesn't bother me very. So we'll talk about it. We're talking about a totally different angle on the braisa, which is critical. It's about the lachma maisa, I want to focus really the sugya starts at the bottom of the base, but the bottom of the sugya really is the start of the lachma ches. So I want to start from the lachma ches and eventually come back to how the lachma ches is in heaven as well. So from the mind of lachma ches and maseches pesachim, essentially we will change the maseches. So also the gemara pesachim and lachma ches makes the following statement. That there is something in the Torah called Ma'aser Sheni. So we don't know what Ma'aser Sheni is, okay? Perpetual things that go to Israel, so you have to separate it from different Ma'asers. So you separate Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni is unique that you don't give it to anybody, you have to eat it yourself, you eat it with Kushan Tara in Yerushalayim. So the Tanoim had a very strange machlokes about Ma'aser Sheni. The Tanoim said, how do you understand Ma'aser Sheni in terms of Dinim Mamun? How do you understand the terms of Dinim Mamun for Ma'aser Sheni? Because on the one hand, it's something that you yourself are going to eat, so that seems to indicate that it really belongs to you. On the other hand, the Sheni has certain limitations to it. The Kedusha, the Tahara, so those seem to put it more like in a category of Karbanas, the Kutcher, which really don't belong to the person. So what is it? So come to Tanoga and Machlekes, the Ma'aser Sheni is Mamun Hedjer or Mamun Gavoa? The correct pronunciation of that word is Mamun Gavoa, not Mamun Gavoha. There's no such word as Gavoha in Lashon HaKodesh, therefore when you read Megillas Esther, and you read Gavo Ha Chavishim Amo, so Pashas, you fulfill the mitzvah. This is the word, right?
Halal also.
Halal, right. Correct. Anyway, whatever. Anyway, leave out the details there. So from now on,
I read it.
Good. So from now on, I should say Gavo Ha. So comes the Tanoim, and I'm like, how do we understand Ma'aser Sheni? So Rabbi Meir, the Chiddush, the Ma'aser Sheni is on Gavo Ha. It means basically Ma'aser Sheni is the Ribbono Shel Olam's territory. And the fact that you as human being are allowed to eat it, so that's a special Kiddush that Torah says you're allowed to eat it. This is your time, you're lion. Basically, it's said to be Mamun Gavoa. And the Tanoim said, though, and the fact that you're allowed to eat it, so see if it really belongs to you, it's not a spoon or anything. So therefore, it's considered to be Mamun Hedjo. It's a Manach Kavina. Everybody agrees that you're allowed to eat it, and everybody agrees that you have to eat it with Kiddush and Torah, and you have to eat it with your lion. So Manach Kavina, the academic, we call it Mamun Gavoa, Mamun Hedjo. So the original sugya of this machlokes and the remainder of one appears in the second kedushin in the second parak. The gemara's machlokes concerning kedushin, can you be mekadosh an issue with ma'aser sheni? So according to Rambam, the answer is no, because just as it did in the mekadosh pekdesh, you can mekadosh a woman with a korban chatos. It's not chal. So mekadosh b'kashim is not mekadosh. So what's in Ami? Mekadosh b'ma'aser sheni is not mekadosh either. According to the Chum, we'll say that Ma'aser Sheni is Mamun Hedjo, so then it's like regular money. It's like money belongs to you, you have full balance on it. So the Stav Mekadosh Ma'aser Sheni would be Mekadosh. That's the original Machlokes. The Talmud of Gemara Masechet Pesachim says that there are three other Nafkaminas that stem from this original Machlokes in our name of the Rabbah. One is Nafkamina of Chasmu V'Yasher, one is Nafkamina of Chasmatzo, one is Nafkamina of Chaschala, which of course is going to be the most important for us in terms of understanding our Sugya. So the Talmud of Gemara says, that we know there's a deal when it comes to the Lulav Esau, Kaf, and Lachel, the Amarishan, you have to own it. So let's say a person uses an Esau with Ma'aser Sheni. So can if a person fill the mitzvah of the Dalam Midah with an Esau with Ma'aser Sheni, says it's not that, the words are very the answer is no, because it's not, because it's not Lachel, it's not Gavor, it's not Ribbono Shel Olam. You can't fulfill your mitzvah according to the Chachamim, know that Ma'aser Sheni is Mamun Hedjo, so therefore you can't fulfill the mitzvah. That's the first, that's the simplest enough for me to be through. So then comes the Gemara and says, hop around another Nafkamina. What's the deal if a person has grain, has wheat, that was nice and shiny wheat, then he went ahead and made it into a dough, because he mechuyu to mafish chalach, and was dough enough. That's the shah of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, depends on what. The Torah says, be so safe, and so Pasha says that the East has to belong to you. So the same chizmah, the same story, does nice and shiny belong to you or not? So the same answer is, depends on your life. According to Rambam Meir, nice and shiny is mom and gavala, so the answer is not chayim and chala. But he's not a chum, he said, Ma'aser Sheni is not a hedger, because we are going to be chayim and chala. Comes the one says, after, then he's in it. He denotes in the midst of a chilas matzah with...
What's that one? I think
it's your mom. Is it can you fulfill the midst of a chilas matzah at night with matzah and Ma'aser Sheni? So, the Gemara says the same story, but the other could remain, the answer is no, but the chum, the answer is yes. So the Gemara just gets a little bit stuck in the third of the afternoon is, because Bishlam by Yashav, it says Lachem, so that comes to exclude Ma'aser Sheni according to the Rameh. Krishna Bechal, it says, it's a safe, and they come to exclude Ma'aser Sheni. But Mitzit Matzatzka, does it say the word Matzatzka? It doesn't say, there's no deal of Lachem with Matzah. The Gemara says, no, even though it doesn't say Matzatzka, it's a Xerishav. It says Lechem by Chala, and it says Lechem by Matzah, Lechem by Chala, with Xerishav. So the Shem pointed out, this Bnei Yerushalayim, Lechem Lechem, is not only set in saying this quirk, this detail, should be details in terms of in the Yetzim HaShani. This Bnei Yerushalayim, Lechem Lechem, spiritual. This teaches us many things concerning the Chazal and things of his matzah. For example, the Gemara says, how do you know that matzah, and how do you know that the Chiyuv Chal only applies to the Chameishim Bnei Gadol? How do you know that it doesn't apply to rice bread? How do you know there's no mitzvah in Mafish Chal? So the Gemara says that there's a din by matzah, you can only be yotzi with the Chameishim Bnei Gadol. And how do you know that? Because the Torah says, the circle of Chameishim Bnei Gadol for matzah, there's a hekesh between the Chlimas Chameish and the Chlimas matzah. So only those grains which can become chametz, and that's already a scientific question, that's a chemical question, is it potentially chametz? Is it not potentially chametz? So the Gemara says that the chachamim held that rice cannot become chametz. The other one broke out and disagree, but the other one said disagree. We don't pass like that. We hold that rice, physically, chemically, does not become chametz. It becomes something else, another mush. If you take rice and mix it with water and let it sit, it becomes a mush pot. It doesn't become, it's a Gemara called sirchon. Doesn't become chametz. So since rice doesn't become chametz, but maybe it can't be yotzei matzah with rice, but meila rice bread is not going to be chayav in challah. So this is their shava lechem lechem existed way before Rav Asi discovered it on the Chesam Sachem, where Rav Asi plugged it in terms of achilas matzah shemay sashem. But the application that the Gemara of Sachem was using it for is concerning shemay sashem. So those are the three enachminis. The addition to the original Mahalik is given the Kanisha Misha with Maisa Shani. So, according to Ramey and No, according to Chavi, yes. The Gemara was talking to the other Nachmanides, the Din of Dalavinim, the Din of, I didn't say it again, just said it with Mahalik. The Din of the Dalavinim, the Din of, I never say anything, I just always say it with Mahalik. I said a couple of words here and there. Sometimes more here, sometimes more there, sometimes more never, never land, but you know, somewhere. Should use that word these days. Anyway, so let's scratch that one today. So again, so those are the basic four left communities. So you have pollution and the three left communities in terms of Masachus. So the Chayyim we really have to understand this. We have to really analyze this Gemara properly in order to be able to apply it to get a deeper understanding of how Gemara and Masachus and Heaven live up on the base. The Gemara says concerning challah, that's what we're focusing on, because we're talking about the sugya of gozel, chiyuv gezeila and challah. So comes the Gemara and says, "It's gzeira sechas barisa seichem barisa seichem." Teaches us that you're not chayav in challah, but it's isa shel ma'isa shem. Because according to the Madi Rabbi, that's ma'isa shem and not gozel. So yesh lachor. The Kabbalah, the following chakira, how to understand this rasha? How to understand this rasha? And it's important for us because we have a positive Rav Meir. The Gemara says in Kedushin, this is one of the few places where we pass the Rav Meir against the Rabban. So what's pshat of this din? That you're not chayv and chala on Issa Shemai Tashem, according to the idea of Mai Tashem, don't go. Is pshat that when it comes to Afrashas Chala as the din of Lachem, means that the Issa has to belong to you in terms of dinim omnis, similar to what would make us believe that that's the nature of the Zev Sechaz and the Issa Sechem, because it's being lumped together with the drasha. Lulav, right? Now lulav, for sure, there's a din of lachem. How do you know there's a din of lachem and lulav? You're not even allowed to borrow lulav. Halacha on the first day, and I just put somebody else's lulav. So of course, simply hukos dala means this a halacha chayyav yav a dimer atayir. It has to belong to the din of this. So from the fact that Rav Asi is putting this drasha of lachem together with the drasha of arisa seichem, which is of course eventually going to affect the matzah also. The matzah is just an extension of hafashat chalak. There's a shavu lachem. So the nature of existence of Risa Secha means that you're only chayim in Rafash Tzchala if you own the Isa that you're baking. If it's not Lachem, then you're not Yisei, and then you're not chayim. So that's what the Gemara says. According to Rimei, you don't own the Isa. According to Lachem, you do own the Isa. That's the shame is Mamad. That's one way of understanding. Well, maybe we could say no. Maybe there's a different point. There is no halacha anywhere that you must own an Isa in order to be chayim in Chala. No such thing. What does a risa seicha mean? A risa seicha means that in order for an isa to be chayav in chala, it has to belong to someone who's in the parasha of Rosh Hashanah. What do I mean by that? So there are a few entities in this world that are not shayach to Rosh Hashanah. For example, what's the easiest entity? Huh? Okay, that's the most complicated one. A guy, a non-Jew, what's the name? If a non-Jew bakes bread, then you have to pass out the issues. Non-Jew bakes bread, he owns the dough, he bakes it. Is there a chiv of Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, there's no chiv of Rosh Hashanah. How do you know that? So what a strange Rashi the Gemara says. Harisa Seichem, Prat Le'isas, Achom. That a Goy's Isa is not Chayav in a Prashas Sam. Or, what's the name of you have an Isa up along with Mamash in the Beis HaMikdash? Isa Shel Hekdesh. So the name is Harisa Seichem, Prat Le'isa Shel Hekdesh. So maybe the Pshat in the Gzeres HaKos of Harisa Seichem, as we already see, as it reflects itself in terms of Patering a Goy and Patering Hekdesh, maybe the nature of this drush is not that you have to own the Issa in terms of the imams, it has to be yours and can't just belong to another Jew. There is no such halacha. The halacha is it has to be an Issa that's, I was saying, was blushing around, talking to Klai, so it has to be something that's a Jewish Issa. It has to be an Issa that's in the parish of Chava. And those entities that are mukta from Chava are Hekdesh, of Goyim, and should Maisa Shani be mukta or not, that depends on the machaikh between the Remain and the Rashi. That's a totally different take on the drasha of Arisa Seichem. Because Arisa Seichem, similar to the Kachta Makabi and Arisa, that is Mamash and then Bailos, the Rot Bichai and Chal, there is no such halacha. As long as it's within the parsha of Jesus Yisrael, then it's not Bichai. Mashal was of a domain that you have a drasha, the Gemara seems to present the halacha that something has to belong to you. And it's not clear what that drasha means. Is the drasha really honest? It doesn't mean it has to be yours in contrast to somebody else's. What's the drasha mean? It just has to be yours in the sense of it has to be Jewish owned, in contrast to belonging to somebody who is out of the realm of the Judaism. You have the same shaira, similar things that we showed in the concern of Yom Ha'Pesach, the family day. Remember, so the Ram comes, and we've had 2 full days to see the Ram comes. I wish we could really finish the Ram comes. Something to finish it? Anyone start? Yes, he's still doing every week for coming. I'm ready to go for coming. Somebody else's chametz. So, chayim shal gavala. 2 examples: the Gemara is the chayim of others, and gavala something which belongs to Hekdesh, belongs to the basic image. So, one can raise the same exact accusation we're raising concerning Rabbi Yisrael Seichem about this drasha of lacha, shalcha yataroa. Does the Gemara mean to say that in order to violate by Rabbi Yamatze, you have to own the chametz? It has to be yours, in contrast to somebody else's. And if for any reason whatsoever I have chametz in my rishus, then in terms of chayim mishpat, does not belong to me. And not in violation of Ayur Rav, once it's got what the Gemara means. But the Gemara, we know that if you have Chavis in a Rishos, that's not in the ballpark of Ayur Rav, it's not in the ballpark of the Yom Pesach. Why is that? It's a Goy's Chavis, it's Goyim don't have to keep this. It's a Beis HaMikdash's Chavis, it's a Beis HaMikdash doesn't have to keep Mitzvahs, Hashem doesn't keep Pesach. So comes, the Gemara says, if the Chavis belongs to any other entity that's not Jewish, it's not Shal Yisrael, it's not Shaya, the mitzvahs, the mitzvah Pesach, then only then it's a mufka from by Rabbi Mosei. But what would be the Abbas have committed between these two Shaftim?
Can the Jew, other than
the Chavetz Chavetz walks in the house on Thursday Chalamoyin and brings a sandwich in. So what am I supposed to do then? If a guy comes into the house on Pesach with a sandwich in his hand, what does the Gemara say before Shavuot? You're not looking to throw around. So it wouldn't necessarily be a good idea for just sitting eat on your Pesach plate. But in theory, you're allowed to take it and bring it to the pizza and bring it to your house. Okay. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with the prayer. Nothing wrong with the rabbanon. If he puts it down and wants to leave it there, that's a problem. If you're a Makabel Chayes, if you accept to watch it, then it can potentially become a chiyuv by a rabbanon to be the raisa. Even if you don't accept the chayes, if he puts it down, then you have to make a machikta shel yitfach in order to prevent you from eating. That's why we sell all the sagayim. So you have to put it in the closet. Once it's in the closet, you have to do something in such a way that there's a gzera shem yavol yachol. But that's only if he puts it down. He's holding on to it. He's watching over it. So that the gemara of the pharish, even with the rabban, there's not a problem. The only exception to that is a mishnah brewer that quotes. It's in a lot of shayat tzion. He writes as follows. But let's say it's a guy who's working for you. It's a guy who you usually give him lunch. You usually pay for his lunch and supper. It's called Zanoson Alecha. It's understood that you usually provide for his food. So let's say he decides one day, Thursday, Chabad Pesach, he decides to come in with his pizza into your house. So the Shabur says, then you have to ask him to take the pizza out. Why? Not out to buy your own. Not out to Shabbat Yom Kippur, but out to what? Out to Bar Zion. But it looks like, since it's Mizanosecha Alecha, it looks like he's the one, since everybody realizes he's your employee, usually feed him lunch, he's going to be sitting there eating pizza. People are going to be choshesh. Maybe you're the one who actually fed him the pizza. That would, of course, be a nisin hanah. If you would go eat chametz and Pesach, that's a violation of hanah. That would be my violation of hanah. Not the statement of Shavua writes that you have to tell him to take the chametz outside because it is a root problem of our sign. So we had the shaylish of Mamash Meshach that one day chametz and Pesach last year. So my wife took the baby to the shpatzir around one of the walls or something. And she took the babysitter, well, the other babysitter lives with us. It's a different babysitter, not this year, but she's a babysitter. So, this Mizon Hasana, Mizon Hasecha Alecha, so this is part of the deal, is you give her a salary, you give her a place to sleep, and you provide her with meals. So usually, during the year, my wife would ever take her to the mall, so she would, we knew she wasn't such a big fan of kosher food anyway, so we give her, she give her $5, probably go to McDonald's, go to Trace Pizza, whatever she wants. And go, I'm not telling you, I'm not buying the cheeseburger, I'm giving $5, give me whatever you want. You should tell her to go buy whatever she wants. But, so, Punk, Cholom by Pesach, she gave up $5, she went to the pizza store. Okay, so that's not necessarily Marasayim. You see the non-Jewish woman sitting in the pizza store, that in itself is not Marasayim. What did she do? She didn't want to waste time at the pizza store, she was in a rush, so she'd take it to go. So she took the pizza in the box, and they were walking back to the car. So my wife realized that way, so this is something fishy about this. So she called me up frantic on the mall. I don't know where it was. She called me up frantic and is she allowed to do this? Is she allowed to bring the pizza into the car? So I said, that's a very long time. Funny, you should ask. So Minatari is not a problem because of the mall. So then if you're not a problem, you should be able to put the holding on to it. I'm sure my assignment is not allowed to do it because she's at work. So I told her you have to eat the pizza outside.
But she drops crumbs on one of them.
No, no. That car has a lot of crumbs in it anyway. Even if it'll call it. It's Piruna, not a buffalo. Fishkin buffalo. So, you should think we got out of the seats. Anyway, so that was the shot. That was a lot of my spot. So the Gemara says that if the God's comments are sure there's no violation of our early buffalo. So what if it's another Jew? What if Jonathan? That's a heat maybe he's there. Yeah, you know his name, he's maybe the ones, right? Sender. Those names are the ones. What's Sender? The kids ask about Sender for a while. Nice up. Maybe we'll come for the reunion. We should have a reunion show, though.
Pesach.
I want to come. All the babysitters will come. So let's have Sender. For those who don't know, Sender was one of our wonderful stars last year. So Sender comes with my babysitter, and he decides to bring his own comics in. He's not Yeshrom, as some people in Kerala said. So he comes in with his pizza into my house. I'll call him my pizza. So what's my reaction supposed to be? Besides putting my arm around and trying to make him, what am I supposed to do? So it's Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, after putting my arm around him and then take that arm and throw him out the door, because that's a risk of your eyes for me, but by Rabbi Matzah. Hi, the chametz is not my chametz. Some Rishonim say, it doesn't matter, that's not my chametz. Since it's a Jew's chametz, so that's the physical violation of Aaron. But it says, Shalchoy et Arov al Tarosh al Achirim. So if you look carefully, Rashi always says, what does Achirim mean? Hashem's good. It doesn't mean Yisrael Achir. The Yisrael Achir's Chometz is in fact a problem for the Jew to have. That would be the Sederaisa of Bayer Rabbi Matzah. How do you know that Rashi held this way? So the Rashi, there are two Rashi that seem to be this way. I put the Rashi in the above the Bible, and we'll figure out what I put that Rashi on. Can I put it on? What?
Yeah.
Did I put it on? No?
Yeah.
So, the top Rashi, did everyone figure out what my Kavanah was and I'll put it in Rashi on? Everybody thought that Rashi was put on because of Chala, because they said something about Chala, right? No? That's what everybody thought? Nah, I figured I tricked you. They don't do with Chala. The part that Rashi that was important was the Chometz part. Why? The Mishnah has a Machlekes Daf Mevav, very fascinating Machlekes. Let's say a guy is baking on Yom Kippur, he's baking matzahs. And he wants to be mafresh challah. So, okay, so far so good. So comes the Mishnah and says, let's say the challah is tameh. Everything became real and done. So everything becomes tameh. But what are you going to do with challah tameh? Huh? So challah tameh has to be burnt. You can't eat it. So there is a becomes the challah tameh. So in the normal circumstance, challah tameh gets burnt. I think it was never done. So comes the Mishnah himself and says, now you have a very serious problem. Keto official challah is going to be on the twine. You have a catch 22. Because the guy's baking his rolling his dough and he's separates a piece of challah. And now what's he supposed to do with that? So to burn the challah, to take the dough and throw it into the fire before it becomes chametz. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to do it. Why? Because ain't certain kasher beyantah. This is a challah. The rice, there are a bunch of days. The rice, you're not allowed to burn. You're not allowed to burn the challah to make on yom. That's out of the question. So that you can do. So what's your other option? The other option is just to let it just sit around, put it in a little blessing bag and leave it open. What's the problem? If you do that, what's it going to become? It's going to become chametz. That's also potentially a challah by Rabbi Motzer. So what's the third thing that you're going to do? So the third possibility you could do is you could bake it, right? If you take the dough and bake it right away, so then that's also, that'll prevent it from becoming chametz. What's the problem? The problem is this is malach on yontif, and the only time you're allowed to bake on yontif is only if it's roi l'achila. So if this is not roi l'achila, it's also be achila min haTorah, so that's a problem of bishul b'yontif, shulam l'tzarech. So the Gemara says, strike it, there's nothing you can do about waiting for this comments. If you leave it the way it is, you have viral staring at you. If you throw it in the fire, you have nisra shrekas kashim b'yontif. If you bake it, you have an issue with your eyes of a kumlach of a little salsa. So what are you supposed to do? So the Tanaim will work and work and work to figure out eight. Sometimes they take it through into a tub of ice cold water. Put it in the ice cold water, so maybe that'll prevent the chivas process or something. So comes Rabbi Yeshua and says, no. I'll tell you the answer, says Rabbi Yeshua, not a problem at all. Why is it not a problem?
Mafish chala after you bake
it. Says, yes. So comes, who's Rabbi Yeshua? I got it wrong, what? Okay, right? Okay. So comes Rabbi Yeshua and says that no, you should do it like this. You should take the chal, the nachash chal, the shayim chal, Hashem, the hafish chal. Remember Shalom from Peter still? Remember Shalom, good old Shalom, just there. He still floats around sometimes. So anyone ever seen him with nachash chal? He was a gavaldik. So you go in every once in a while with that pizza, you hear him screaming. The hafish halam in ha'isa, and wham, throw it into the oven. It's very interesting. So, for years, even after we moved from high, I used to always bring him, whenever, once in a while, my wife would make enough to be mechal and chal, I would always bring him the chal downstairs, he would burn it for us. Because the first time I tried in the house, he almost blew up the whole book. Even after we moved to Paramus, I used to still bring him the chal to burn. Now they left, and I haven't asked these guys yet. My wife hasn't had time to bake. She's busy, so. I forgot who else we'll get to burn the challah for us. I tried once to make a fire in the backyard with a challah for about an hour and a half. I was trying and trying and trying. Then the guy came by and wanted to know. Said, Rabbi, it's not April yet. It's October. What are you doing? We know they knew we burned bread in April. They thought it took us time. Okay, yeah, everything was all too much. Anyway. So. So comes Rabbi Yeshua and says, you know what you do with this chal, you mafish chal, set it aside, and leave it. Chayy Rabbi Motzei. Comes Rabbi Yeshua and says, lo zel chomet shebazor lo b'bay Rabbi Motzei. No, don't worry, you come to the house, this is not by Rabbi Motzei. You're not going to ever buy Rabbi Motzei. Why are you not going to ever buy Rabbi Motzei? So Rabbi Yeshua never explains why. So Rashi gives you example. Rashi says, because who does this chal belong to? So Rashi says, when you mafish chal, you don't own the chal. It's not yours anymore. So you're not over by Rav Motzei, therefore, nothing to worry about. So Rashi would have just stopped at that point. So Rashi would have been gevaldik, it would have been very simple. What is Rashi going on? Rashi gives Rosh Shabbat Torah. What's the Shabbat Torah? So Rashi? Who's there? What does Rashi say? Remember? He says, oh, so Rashi tells you the extra thing. What is this? What is this? What? Yeah. I opened up, it said Svas Hayam in it. Svas Hayam. It's his fashion. Svas Hayam. So Rashi says, come to Rashi. This is what commercial stuff like. So come to Rashi and says, before he's going to prison. He comes to Rashi and says, Lozo, how much of the love? To the first one, the love the day, the girl of shame. That is, the crops you shall call it a roar. Vizet in a shall call. Right, so Rashi would have stopped in the sentence, we would have had no problems. Comes Rashi and adds a few words. The low shall chadecha, the akati lo mokali ad kayen. And it's not your friends either, because the mice of the kayen is only Zayt and Kalma, give it to him. Why Rashi feels necessity to come with the story? It's not the kayen's yet. What's the clear implication of Rashi? That if it would, Lu Yitzu, the thing would have been, when you mafish chal, attack belongs to the kohen right away, If that would have been the din, then you have a problem here. And you can't say those are chametz shemuzarim of the vayra ben masik because you have another Jew's chametz in your rishis. So Rashi bent over backwards to explain it. It's not yours because once you makish from chametz and kerushim, it's not yours. And since it happened, Rashi said, yes, and it's not your problem either. If the application means that Luyitzu would have gone to the Chayyim, it would have been your problem. So this is the one that goes out my deep, because if you're a gross deal, that you see Rashi holds, and that's not Rashi. Earlier also seems to say this, Rashi seems to say that the Xeris of Dosh Shachoy Taroah does not mean it has to belong to you, it doesn't have to be a Bevel. It just means it has to be Jewish, or Chavit, to kind of still go. In contrast to Rashi, the Rosh, the beginning of the Xeris, not the end of the Xeris, it's a bit confusing. So you see that even within drasha of Chazal, when Chazal worded the drasha b'chol shalchol, it has to be yours. In contrast to X, Y, and Z, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to literally be yours. It could mean that it can't belong to some foreign power, some foreign body, a god, a hefesh, etc. So when it comes to Maisi Sheni, it's not clear. We're still not sure what's the nature of the Xeris HaKos and Vari Sosefim. Does it have to belong to you to be Chayim Kala? And the corollary being, it must have belonged to you in order to be Yetzi Masa. Or does it mean, no, that it doesn't have to belong to you, as long as it doesn't belong to a hefesh or a god? Or Maisi Sheni, put your name.
Does it belong to Masa still come? Or is it
So I write in explicitly that I have no responsibility for anything happens to it, it's the laws of the guy, it's not my problem. Because this Kabbalah surprise, that's going to do a sin. Okay?
Hey, what do we see from the Diyak of the Gra in Rashi?
Yeah, Rashi says that Luyutsuya, the din would have been that the Kohen is Zaych and the Chametz now, and the Chal now, so that would be my problem. That would be the Yisrael's problem. Okay? So far, so good? So what's this going to guide with my Hashem? So the Chayyim, the answer to this question of what the nature of exists, the cost of the nice chance of by Masa is really a Machlekes HaRishonim about how to understand this phrase of Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavala. Very strange phrase. We quote every day, again, passing every day, Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavala. So we start off the sugya a year ago by defining what I think probably 9 out of 10 Yeshuvah would define the phrase Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavala. It means it doesn't belong to me. In terms of the imam, it's not mine. And we can understand why, and you know, that's the inclusion. It's not really mine. It's a kasa, but it doesn't belong to me. In terms of Chashim Yishuv, it's not mine. So who says this besides the 9 out of 10 Yishuv Bavim? So the Ravid says this. The Ravid, in his Perish of Torah's Kohen, who says that. I don't think it's the same Ravid, I'm not mistaken. Does anyone know this? Anyone know who wrote what? When? It's just, we know the Ravid on his Perish of Torah's Kohen. I don't know, is that the same Ravid as ours, or is that the second Ravid? There are three Ravids. So the Ravid of fame. What? Slippers now, the three Ravids, what? Yeah, so the one we have, the famous, the Ravid, we call the Ravid of Balasagas, the one who wrote Balasagas and the Rambam, that was the third Ravid. So his father-in-law was the seventh Ravid. This will make life a little bit more confusing. That was the Rav Avraham Bezdin. We quoted him once, no? We quoted him even this year. Who remembers by? No? It was even a question of the Mechina.
What?
For sure nobody does it. What? Come on, Sam. What extra points? Extra credit for the final? No? Come on, go and answer once. Mishmur, when's Mishmur test?
Wednesday.
Oh, it is?
This Wednesday?
Special shoot tomorrow.
Okay, so they get my other ones back.
Special shoot tomorrow, Tuesday.
Maybe we'll learn a little bit this week.
Why is everybody laughing?
No, what do we call this Rav Avezin? No, we called it by the sugya of an Ama Oretz, this kasha of Pasal Adun. Right? We said that, remember it tells us, right, there's no difference between the apostle
like Dayanim, because the Gemara says we have one Kamel Chachman, and the other two guys are logarmers and losovers, they don't know anything. They don't pass right. So the Rosh puts a Raya in Masechas Makas, they don't say Nimtzeh Chor Apostle, if he's a Baal Dover, but he's so puffle. He's so puffle, he's not even in the Rosh Puffle Apostle. Right, the secret.
Hey, sorry.
This is really something. After 2 years, this is really, really nice. It's been a lot of So comes, so we quoted at the time the Rosh Chodesh Rabbi. I think then I also said the same speech. The Rabbi there, I think, is not the Rabbi. I think it's the Rabbi Beisman. I think that was the second Rabbi. I forgot the third, first Rabbi was the one we wrote the Sefer Kabbalah. You want to say the first one again? Yeah. So, anyways, I forgot about the Rabbi on Torah's Kohen, but I don't think it's the third Rabbi. But you should double check. Okay. Seems to be in the Jewish history now. You
know?
Oh, Chaim Darozak. Yes, Darozak. But who wrote the Ravid's Ravid and Teres Kani? Oh, so check out. Whatever it is, one of the three Ravids wrote Teres and Teres Kani. So he writes that according to the opinion of Meister Sheni Ben Gavoa, it Mamish doesn't belong to you to such an extent that it doesn't go be Arusha. That let's say a person was marked for Meister Sheni and then he dies, and the Meister Sheni now his property goes to their sons. So the Meister Sheni does go to the sons. The Meister Sheni does not really belong to the sons. Manach Kamina, so the Manach Kamina, and we just spoke about this the other last week. You only have to be to be most accomplished when you're called. You wrote Meister Sheni. Remember, we just mentioned this in places. The Gemara would see him involved. So the Rabbi discusses whether Yorish has to be most accomplished or not. Is that considered to be like being Mafresh being called his own Meister Sheni, or just really own Meister Sheni? Because didn't go be Arusha. So the Rabbi seems to say that depends on whether you are Meister Sheni Mongavoa, Meister Sheni Monghedja. So you see that he's understanding that Meister Sheni Mongavoa is not Meister Sheni Mongavoa. It affects Cheshem Mishv, it affects the laws of inheritance and wills. It affects Yoresh, the Mammon of your father. So if it's Mammon Gavoa, it's not the Mammon of your father. That's what the Rabbi seems to say. So the Rambam disagrees with this Rabbi. It's the real Rambam. There's only one Rambam. The real Rambam, he says, that the Rambam, of course, doesn't say the favorite, but there's a famous comment that the Rambam says that led to his following. The Rambam, so what does the Rambam say? The Rambam is describing the din that if a person is the Kaddish and Isha or Maisi Sheni, or we pass the Gerim Meir, so the Kaddish is not Chal. So did anyone notice how the Rambam describes that din? The Rambam says, the Kaddish, the Maisi Sheni, and the Kaddish is why? Because it's Kodesh, the Kodesh Hashem, because it's a Fasad, no? And you're not allowed to use it for Shach HaFasad. You're not allowed to use it for just whatever mundane things that you want to use it for. If you were writing the Rambam, those issues, would you write like that? No, Moshe, would you write a Rambam like that? I don't know. You know, Moshe, would you write like that? If you were trying to describe, really put a very succinct reason, why is it that Kaddish from Meister Sheni is in Kodesh? How would you write it? Yeah, it's in a small deal. They had a discussion. The din is, you have to have a Kaddish Nisha. With your moment, you have a Kaddish Nisha with something that's not yours. So if you hold Meister Sheni, it's not yours. That's the Ram should have said. But he didn't say that. So did anyone notice this? Yes, because we saw the Ram. You notice that they eat the Lashon. So what do you think the Tram is? So what are the words mean? Meister Sheni, what? You know, it's possible that Chomem, but what's the problem with that? The Gemara says, according to Chomem, Shidak is Mekudesh. So that's a small problem, technical problem. So the other Shomem. So, Chanty, you saw the Shomem? So were you bothered with the Ramam?
Yeah.
Did you come with a terrace of the Ramam? Not really. Two out of three is not good. Okay. This is sword and you were bothered. So comes Reb Chaim, says he is the beer in the Ramam. This Reb Chaim can be found in the Chidushim of the Brisker Rav, beginning Masechet Zvachim. That's where this Reb Chaim, to best my knowledge, maybe it's other places also, is where I originally saw it. This is where I quote from. The very beginning of Masechet Zvachim, the first parak. So there's a social photographer from the Brisker Rav quotes from this one. Chaim said, you see from this Rav an unbelievable insight about the Shita of Meister Sheni Ram Gavaya, that totally, completely different from the way the Rabbi understood. The Rabbi said it was a dinity of Mamonis, the Rambam says it's clearly not. Comes a time and says, the Rambam understood, everybody agrees that in terms of pure dinity Mamonis, who's the violin on Meister Sheni? Who's the violin on Meister Sheni? The only one. That was my first Meister Sheni. It says, in terms of Meister Sheni, this is Meister Sheni. Hello. Rabbi Meir says, it says Lechosh Kaddish Lashem. That's the mochad of Rabbi Meir. Says, how do you know Masichet? Well, no, it says Kaddish Lashem. So that's the quote. The Rambam's quoting. Rambam's paraphrasing. So comes the Chaim and says, Rabbi Meir was bothered with this idea. The Torah says it belongs to you. On the other hand, the Torah is throwing you all these limitations, all these restrictions you have to do. The kids in Yerushalayim, to play that it works. So comes Rabbi Meir and said, what the Torah is saying is that even though it's yours, in terms of dinim mamas, pure dinim mamas, you want to know who has registration, who has owned the title of this Mahashem, it's yours. But what? The Torah is limiting what you could do, even though you're the Bible. It's not the track you bring your Bible. The Torah is limiting what you're allowed to do. What's the nature of the Yisr? Lassos bo, shatzerah. What does that mean? Says Rabbi Meir, if you go ahead and try to use my Sashemi for any other purpose that the halacha doesn't sanction, which is in effect anything except for what? The only thing you're really allowed to do with my Sashemi is what? Is take the Shalom and eat it. If you try to pull off a stunt and use my Sashemi for any unauthorized purpose, such as being with Kaddish and Yishan, the Torah says that since you violated the halacha, you were mevazer my Sashemi, you were mezalzel the Kedushas my Sashemi. The Torah declares that the Kedushim are null and void. The Kedushim on this Batlu, not because you didn't own the Kesef Kedushim, you own the Kesef Kedushim, but since you did the Kedushim Yisr, you did the Kedushim in a way, you did the Kedushim in a manner that the Torah doesn't give you permission to do, it doesn't mean that's always not allowed, every time you violate, you certainly doesn't necessarily the Kedushim is Batlu, but here was this was all Nichlam, the Xeris HaKas of Kedush Lashem, so a misappropriation of, what the word? Like that. Of the Ma'aseh Sheni, using it for incorrect purposes. So it's a Chiddush HaTorah that not only is it also what you did, but the Torah is going to say it's Ke'ilu you used something that wasn't yours, and the condition therefore is vulnerable. Now the Chum disagreed with Rameh on that. The Chum agreed with Rameh, you're not supposed to use Ma'aseh Sheni for private purposes. You're not allowed to use Ma'aseh Sheni to do a Kaddish or Wumud. You have to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it. It's an Aveir, it's a terrible thing. We're not going to give you Makdiyon, you have to clap a Chay for it. The Tachlis, the Chum said, Lamais, the condition is high. Even Aveir, yeah, Aveir Lachot, the condition is Lachot. So the Nekudas and Lachot used to be Meir, the Chum was not in terms of Dini Mung, this was the Bailam of the Ma'aseh Sheni. Of course you had a Bailam of the Ma'aseh Sheni. Lachot was, if you use Ma'aseh Sheni in an inappropriate way, do we declare that the condition is null and void? And Rabbi Meir coined a phrase called Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa. It means you have to treat the Ma'aseh Sheni like it's Mamun Gavoa, and if you use it in a way that Mamun Gavoa doesn't permit, so we can leave it to the Kedushim of Sambir. There is no such halacha. Ma'aseh Sheni, no one had you, it belongs to you. You shouldn't use it for certain things, but just if you went ahead and did it, so the Kedushim is still going to be chal. That's exactly what the Rambam says. What does the Rambam say? Rambam says, why is the Kedushim no good? Because it's also to do Shai Tzerachim with it. And the Rambam is saying, since it's also to do Shai Tzerachim with it, therefore you didn't have it. If the Kedushim is Bachel Mechut, leaving to the heaven. That's what Chaim is bearing around. According to the Rambam, if a guy dies and leaves Ma'aseh Sheni to his children, would you even have a Havim and you're saying it doesn't belong to the children? The Kedushim is Ma'aseh Chavim. It's ridiculous. There's no such halacha. According to the Rambam, of course you have to be Ma'aseh Chavim. She's Ma'aseh Chavim. Unless there's something else in Kosovo, maybe there's a Kosovo Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Chavim. Ma'aseh Chavim. But in terms of pure data, what was the first that belongs to the ocean?
According to the Rambam, who wrote that for Kiddushin, you have a lot of things like Hanoah.
Hanoah, yeah. Well, here you have a little bit of Hanoah.
Why would the Chum say that?
It's not the Chum saying this. Oh, why would the Rabban and the Rabbi Meir? You have it. It is Kesef Sheish Bahan Rosh. You can eat it. Yeah, that's okay. Kesef Sheish Bahan Rosh means you have to have something, the ability to, I give her $1,000 of my shame, she can take two shalom, so she can enjoy it. That, I know, maybe your shalom is worth something. We have the famous beer for him. So now we have to take this machlagis to Ram and the Raibin and plug it into the sugya on the Chlam Chesh and the Pesach. The Gemara said that you're not yaitse. What? You know what the Gemara is saying? No? You're not yaitse. You're not having Allah. But it's Issa Shalah. Shall Ma'aseh Sheni? According to the Rambam, it says Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoh. So according to the Rambam, it says that Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoh means you're not the Bailam on it. So then it could be the Gemara saying Kipshuta. that you're not chayv and chala unless you're the bialim on the isa. This is my tashani, not the bialim on the isa. A million are chayv and chala. But according to the Rambam, can you even say that? Can you even remotely those words? I don't know. But as you even say that, you wouldn't say it. You wouldn't say it. Moshe, right? How can you say, according to the Rambam, you're not chayv and chala because you don't own the isa? That's not true. You do own the isa. The isa is 1,000% yours. Eloah. According to the Rambam, what's the nature of the din of Arisa Seichem? Arisa Seichem tells me that whenever there's a shame davarachin on this Isa, whenever there's a chaloy shame shall hefesh, or a chaloy shame shall apple, or a chaloy shame shall who? Shall maisa shengi. So if you hold that maisa shengi is mom gavoah, so you see the Torah treats maisa shengi mamash like hekdesh. So mamash duvid hekdesh, which is the same thing as hekdesh. So comes the Rambam and says, if Maisa Sheni is Mamun Gavoa, so then Isa Shel Maisa Sheni falls under what is Eretz HaKasov? Isa Shel Hakdish, which is Potter from Chala. Hashem can, according to the Chacham, say that Maisa Sheni is Mamun Hedyo, so you see that the Torah treats Maisa Sheni so fundamentally different than Hekdesh Maraya, if you're Mekadosh Nishu, Hekdesh, the Kiddush is Nachal, if you're Mekadosh Nishu, and Maisa Shem, the Kiddush Nishal. So according to the Torah, you can't say that Isa's Maisa Shem equals Isa's Hekdesh. There's no equivalent, there's no equation between the two. So according to the Chum, and what's that love? Kaplis, you own it, and it's not a shame that Isa's Hekdesh on it. So maybe you can be Chayim Chal. So Pasha Pshat, Erech HaKiyu, we've been spending the last 45 minutes on, what's the nature of the din of Arisa Seichem, Prat Lamaisa Sheni. So this whole Gzeres HaKosav, we began the Shiva saying, can we understood in one or two ways? The same way Shalchot Yaroa, Al-Tarosh Shalachira, can we understood in one or two ways? Either it means that you have to own the Chametz, contrast if it belongs to somebody else, or not that you have to own the Chametz, but it has to be Jewish Chametz, a shame Jewish Chametz on it. The same as the Achakira, as the Machlok Yisrael, and Rabbi, when it comes to Isa Shalmai Isa Shem. According to the Rambam, Isa Shalmai Isa Shem belongs to you, and the Imam says, Amo Pichein, it's Pati Michala. So you see that the nature of the din of Rambam is not a din of Bibles. There is no Allah, you have to own Isa in order to be Chayim Michala. And according to the Rambam, it's quite possible that the din of Isa Seichem, the reason why Isa Shem is exempted, according to the Rambam, according to the Rameyer, is because it doesn't belong, it's not Shalachim. So far, so good? This is all the Hakdama of the Hakdama. Now we have to go one step.
What does it say when you say that I'm fired on somebody else's fellow?
There's no Gemara that says you're not. This is the only Gemara in the Rambam, we couldn't have known the Gemara. Okay, let's go one step further. Remember we said, everything that we're saying for Chala, just plug it into whom? Plug it into Ma'at also, this is Zer Shavu. Ma'at Lechem 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 Lechem. Ma'at Lechem 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 Lechem. How does the Rosh from the Sefer Pesachim who makes the following statement? What's the din that I steal your matzah? You know, shmur matzah getting a little bit too expensive these days. You can't lay out $27 a bat on a group of matzahs. So what do I do? I steal someone else's matzahs. Forget about whether I did the right thing or the wrong thing. Can I be yotzei b'erech tochei matzah with stolen matzahs? So comes the Rosh and says, absolutely not. How does the Rosh know you're not yotzei with matzah gzula? Which gemara does he quote? Sukkah, right? From Pesachim, Sukkah, the same sukkah, right? Pesachim l'makayas. Just as the Gemara says, you can't be yotzei with matzah shemai sasheni according to Rabbi Meir, because it's not called Ariso Seichem Bechala, so this is Zer Shavuot the matzah. Kudinami, you can't be yotzei with matzah gezuva. So comes the Rosh and he asks himself, what kasha does the Rosh ask? Aye, but we pass him. Go on. He doesn't even present the kasha the way that he doesn't ask it like that. I'm sorry, back to present. The Rosh says that according to Rabbi Meir, you can't be yotzei with matzah shel maisa sheni. Comes the Rosh and says, I'm going to tell him, maybe we don't pass the Rabbi Meir, maybe we pass the Chachamim. The Rosh says, it's a little bit kasha. We have to pass the Rabbi Meir. The whole Rosh is a little bit superfluous. But comes the Rosh and says, even if you pass the Chachamim, it's still not a problem. Why? Because the Chacham agreed to the Gzer Shava of Lechem Lechem. When we started out the Shabbat saying everybody agrees there's a din of Lechem Lechem. Everyone agrees that there's a din of Arisa Seichem. Machlekes Rabbi Meir, the Chacham was a detail whether Isa Shemayis Hashem, the Mas Shemayis Hashem, is included in this Gzer Shakaz of Anam. But let's say you would have something that the Rosh Hashem, the Mamish doesn't belong to the Chalodes. Nobody would question, I steal something from you. Of course I don't own. It's not a question. I stole something from you, so of course I'm not the Bible on it. So says the Rosh, I'm not the Bible, I can't be Yetzi Matra. Because it would not be Chayiv and Chal, so I'm not going to be Yetzi Matra. End of discussion, says the Rosh, there's no Chayiv Chal and Isad Gizuva, and there's no way to be Yetzi Matra. It's a Matra with a Matra Gizuva. And that's this Gemara of Nais Hashem, when the Pasuk or Amir, the Chum is totally irrelevant. Today we're having Machlokes about the detail whether Nais Hashem is included in the Gzeres HaKazov. The Kuliyam lo pligit is Gzeres HaKazov of Risa Seichem, Kuliyam lo pligit is Gzeres Shava of Lachem Lachem, Kuliyam lo pligit is Matzik Zuli Ven. That's what the Rosh says. Would the Rambam agree to that statement of the Rosh? What do you think? I think the Rambam, you asked the Rambam, the Yosef Matzik Zula, based on everything that we said up till now. What's the difference? Good Yosef, why not? And why should you be Yosef? What? Belongs to Jew. According to the Rambam, there's no Zik, Arisa Seichel, only meant for Lafu, Bir, and Sashani, Hekdesh, and Goy. There never was a Din of Lachem by Isa. So the Din of Matzik is not going to be Muhammad and the Din of Chava, because that's all Mahabar. So according to the Rambam, there's absolutely no reason in a million years to believe. You're not Yaitu with Matzik Zuba. That's what you would say also. Okay? The problem is who doesn't say this? The Rambam himself doesn't say this. But it's not a problem. Because the Rambam, not only is the Rambam not against what I'm saying, it's greater support for what I'm saying. What do I mean by that? Comes the Rambam says, by the way, folks, comes to Matzik Zuba, you're Yaitu with Matzik Zuba? So the Rambam says, no. Why are you not Yaitu with Matzik Zuba? What does the Rambam say? Forget what the Rosh said, the Rambam says. Why does the Rambam say not Yetzir Matzik Zuvah? Does anyone notice? Did the Rambam ever say why? Did the Rambam say, no, you mean not Yetzir Matzik Zuvah? So does the Rambam ever spell out why you're not Yetzir? The Rambam said, Firish not Yetzir. Did he ever tell you why? Alex, what does he say? Does he say why? He doesn't say why. What? How do I know what the Rambam says? How do I know what the reason the Rambam says the Matzik Zuvah is also? The Rambam was the one of the most unbelievable things in the Rambam. A lot of people wrote a lot of Sfar. Before the Rambam, after the Rambam, contemporary of the Rambam. The Rambam did something which was mamash once in history in terms of what was the Rambam most par excellence in? Organizer. He was an unbelievable organizer in terms of all. He took, if you think about it, he took, you know, Gemara's and didn't throughout, throw them all over the place, and he broke them down. Did anyone do this before Rob? He broke it down into Sefer, into particular halachas, in terms of a logical order, in terms of the perek, the halachas, and everything. And he put certain things together in the same prakim and left things in other prakim, and put certain things together in the same halacha, put other things in different halachas. So the breakdown of the Rambam, you can manage from where that comes from. How the Rambam, where the Rambam put certain things. This is a classic example. The Rambam quotes the din of eating matzah gezula, and he says you're not yotze. And what did he put in the same halacha? Eating matzah shell.
He says that the reason.
He puts it together with.
He says that
with matzah. That's us. He puts it with the halacha. So what's the nature of that halacha? What's the nature of that halacha? Is the reason you're not yotze with kavod because it's not lachem? The reason is because, what are the three words? The three magic words? Pashas, I can't say nitzah b'aveir. So the Rambam says you're not yotze with masa shel kavod, because the nitzah b'aveir, the Rambam never used those words, that's probably what it means, and you're not yotze with masa gzul, because the nitzah b'aveir, because the all-encompassing halacha, kol masa shel asura halacha, Baby tam tevel, baby tam eschangel mitzvah, baby tam hektish, baby tam gezula, you're not yet. So if you would ask me, I would say, this Rambam is mamash to fault. The Rambam is l'shitasa. The Rambam of Chametz and Masa is l'shitasa on Ruchus Ishus. Right, Daniel? Since the Rambam Ruchus Ishus has his unique shot in Maisa Sheri Gom Gavoa, so everybody knows what Chaim and the Rishka Rav, the Shkibu Torah and the Rambam,
Therefore, the Rambam could not possibly have passed Matzah Gezula based on not being Locher, not being a Rizos Erem. Therefore, the Rambam was bothered. Hey, a Yetzir Matzah Gezula, maybe you know. He says, no. The answer is no. Because it's Matzah Surah Allah, because it's Dumi Tevel. Right?
Did you think Gemara learned in the end that there's two Rizos Erem? That says Rizos Erem twice?
Yeah.
So
the Gemara says that Rishon Sechem there comes Lafuki not only going, not only Hekish, even Rishon Sheni. Gemara never says that's the belong to you. The right of them, there is no Maskan, even the Maskan is not Rishon. So at the end of the day, the Ram is not Rishon involved, the Ram is perfect, the Ram is totally against the Rosh. The Rosh says, you know, you'd say, Batsu, Batsu, Zulu, because it's not called Bochem, it's not a Rishon Sechem, because it's Xerah, Sechos, Xerah, Shabbat, and Kala. And the Rambam, there's no such din as Chama. There's no such din as Chosnat. So the only reason I yet is because of it. It's so gevaldic. Who didn't say this? Which Rishon didn't say what I was telling you? The Rosh. Yeah, the Rosh says he's not yet to Matzik Zul. He says, and guess what? The Rosh says the same thing. The Rambam says the same thing as me. So the emphasis is the stuff the Rosh just meant. The Rosh is trying to find a friend. He's trying to find someone who supports him. And now he's in Nazi Zulu. He's leaving. The Rosh is the place thing. He wasn't interested in writing Shir Kololis. So he's saying, Psachalacha, Taka, Paramon. The Rosh says, now he's in Nazi Zulu. The Rosh says, now he's in Nazi Zulu. Give all of it. So he's on my team. Good. He says, for one reason, I say for another reason. Yeah, you leave that for the Rosh Chaims and Rosh Yves and Dokh about. And then the Psachalacha, Taka, Shachalach, you're not yet in Nazi Zulu. But in the Chanami, there's a Kimechad Mizrach Mimairov between the Rosh and the Rami. The Rosh and the Raivin were on the same thing. He had the same shot of Isa Shani, and they led to both the same conclusion. He thought not Yaitzib, if not Lachem. And the Rambam told you, why Yaitzib, if not Lachem, provided that it's with Jewish oriented Matzah Lachem. So also. Now you have to go one step further, can you, right? Even one step further. Always, you always go one step. 15 in Rashi. Because we have two totally different mahalakim to explain why you're not yet to Matzik Zula, who cares? That is not yet to Bela Ram, Bela Rosh, Bela Ram, everyone agrees. I don't think anybody really knows that you're yet to Matzik Zula. But the shaila is it mitam mitzvah b'chem Meira, or is it mitam not lachem? Who cares? Might not have
been. Does he arise in their part?
The reason why we're disqualifying Matzah Gezula, according to Rambam, is based on the global reason of Mitzvah Bavi Avera. So here we have to stop and ask ourselves, now wait a second, what's the source of Mitzvah Bavi Avera? How do you know Mitzvah Bavi Avera is a problem? Even the source of Matzah Gezula is Lachem, Rishon Sechem, now we know right? And Tzachem Matzches. And the source of Mitzvah Bavi Avera, how do you know there's a problem to it? Where did it come from? Where did the little kid see Mitzvah Bavi Avera?
The pasuk.
Okay. How do they know that?
From the pasuk
in Kabbalah. Pasuk Kabbalah. Which pasuk?
Malachi.
Good. What does it say, Malachi? It's a pasuk, and we're passing the beginning of the third paragraph of the Tanasuba. Those who don't know Malachi was, and I think he was the last of the 12 of the Tresar, and his pasuk happens to appear in the Tanasuba. So comes the Gemara and quotes the pasuk that says, "Havesem." And I'm sure he wasn't there. So comes the Shav. Zichru Teres Moshe Avchi. What's the first pasuk in Avi? What does it say? The first words that were said to a Navi after Moshe dies is Moshe Avchi. The last words that are said to a Navi is Zichru Teres Moshe Avchi. Sometimes I'll talk about it. I gave this fresh one, right? Okay, nothing. So comes the prophet Malachi and says, Mavesim as a gozel, you shouldn't bring in these stolen kavanas to the Bishmi, which is a terrible thing. So comes the Gemara and says, it sounds like the kavanas apostle. So the Gemara says, why the apostle? Mitzvah Bavi Avera. Mitzvah Bavi Avera. The Pasha of the Gemara is that's a problem in the Torah. The Gemara is mamish possible in the Torah. It's possible in the Torah. How can you learn that from a possible in Malachi? How can you learn the rice of Malachi with peanut salad? Because we want to say in Titus, yeah, you can do it all the time. It's really halacha l'mashe m'sina, and it's the possible to smach to be on the fun. So the din in the Torah, it's about the very possible by Kamosh. So it comes to Titus in Sofa, the test of Allah, that if you saw Titus, first of all, we're going to put it on the Kamosh. That's right. Tesim sukkah, tesim and aleph as a bomb catcher. The Gemara learns out from Pasuk Chag of Sukkah, Tasa v'choshev is yomim, v'chol amitei gezula. The United States and it's a sukkah, you steal the sukkah. Gemara is a complicated sukkah, how you steal the sukkah exactly, doesn't mean you're kicking out of the sukkah, doesn't mean you're stealing schach, it's in the wall, those are details. But basically, it's a guess because of sukkah, gezula is no good. So comes Tesim, the tesim and aleph, very famous. Tesim, he asks, what is the apostle to tell me that sukkah gezula is possible? They look like what?
It's
a little there. So comes Tyson and gives the Ushari answer. What do they say? And guess what? Mitzvah there is only Midrabon. Whole Mitzvah there. Half of Nikol Kol is not really a Psalm in the Torah. It's only a Psalm in Midrabon. The Pasuk in Malachi. What's the answer? Not really in the Smach to be on. Not Hokus of the Smach to be on. The whole thing is on Midrabon. It's not a big answer. That's what Tyson says. The whole thing, half of legal code, is only in the midrabon. In the chenami, it will move away and after the pasuk l'cha, the mitzvah gezula, the mitzvah beveir would not have passed the sukkah midrabon. There's a ritva, in the sukkah midrabon, the chemist ritva sukkah. Is that something that says this? Because ritva says that, no, says it's not right. But it's not that mitzvah beveir is legamre midrabon. It's a little very, sometimes they're nice and sometimes they're not happy. So the man is now thinking, you're being a carbon gezula, it's not possible in the Torah. So it comes with one says there are different types of mitzvahs. There's some mitzvahs where the Torah spells out that the purpose of the mitzvah is l'ratzas as Hashem. You're supposed to do the mitzvah in order to appease the Rebbeinu Shalom. So, for example, which mitzvah is like that? Pretty obvious. Kavonas. So, Hamas Me'Hashem. Verse I know of Me'Hashem says it hundreds of times. Says it with God. Is the whole mitzvah, the mahus, the etzim of mitzvah is l'ratzas Hashem. L'ratzas Hashem with stolen goods, that's possible in the Torah. There are other mitzvahs, which are not l'ratzas Hashem, the mitzvahs that you got to do, the Torah says, put on tefillin, it says, l'ratzas. That element in halacha, l'ratzas, the rech, the chayach, it's not such a thing as tefillin. Tefillin, you put on tefillin, finish. So it comes with one, says, those mitzvahs which have all l'ratzas Hashem, there's a psul of mitzvah on the very dear eyes, and that's the possible of those mitzvahs like sukkah, which are not balaratzas, those are not only midrabanan. That's a psul midrabanan mitzvah over. So that becomes interesting, Rishva. Then the Rishva goes the extra mile. Comes Rishva and says, "There's another mitzvah out there, which is also balaratzas, and that's what." One time, more than once, when the snow was melting off the top of the bridge. It took 2 hours to get over the bridge to get home.
They
don't
have bridges.
Heated bridges? Yeah. Saw on television. Little guy on the top was in. Running around was in. This little, that's when the toll is going to be $35 to get over. Instead of contrast now, we're only $15. So anyway, getting back to our story of it. So, if the result would have just said this, Hagdara, Karbanos is one thing, and something like that, okay, it's nice, cute, you know, we'll accept it. Rebbe is another example. What's another mitzvah of ratzos? It's not mind-boggling. And you're not told the mitzvah says this. What? Luluv. Rebbe says, luluv is a mitzvah which is called ratzos. Because you do not do it. It's like tnufa. It's much like tnufa sakarbanos. So you do not do it. It's called ratzos. It's Hashem. It's called the merdek. And therefore, there's a problem. It's about the very not Torah by luluv. If you would have dug up any mitzvah in the Torah and said that that's the one which is in Kabbanas, Lulav and Kabbanas are the same because it's in the mitzvah of Veda Raisa, and all other mitzvahs are in the Rabbanan, it's pretty amazing. Anyway, whatever the ritual collector is. So, here's that guy's story. So, Tosis says that mitzvah of Veda is really only the Rabbanan, but he said by Kabbanas, but other things, bottom line is by Sukkah for sure, he said it's only a problem. He said it's only a problem with the Rabbanan. Does everyone agree to these things? So the place themselves disagree. Later on, the place is Tantaflama, right? So the Padilla tells us?
tells us in the Farish that mitzvah b'aveira. That's the whole deal. Tells us in the Farish that mitzvah b'aveira, right, is the raisa by all mitzvahs. They don't accept this from both business, and they don't accept this from both tests. It's a very shy of cash. What do you do with the Gemara Sukkah? Why is the Gemara even possible enough test to say that a Sukkah Gezula is psula, typically the mitzvah b'aveira? Again, what forced out of the best chance to say mitzvah b'aveira is only with Rabban and it's a cash from Sukkah. When is it possible to pass a Sukkah Gezula, typically mitzvah b'aveira? So first, in the Chlam, there are a whole different view of this cash. They don't say there is, so the Chachinuch says it on their behalf. Comes to the Chachinuch and says, in some more places, it holds like the palace. Very, very, very famous Chachinuch.
Maybe what's it? There's a steer in Tosis?
Yes,
steer in Tosis. What is the second Tosis?
Tosis in the Flam says that it's a bear's deraiser. Tosis in the Tess says it's a bear's deraiser. Tosis in the Flam says it's a deraiser. So how does Tosis in the Flam answer the cash from Sukkah? So, although I need a false blow. So, come to the Skinner and says the following piece. I'm really going to love the sheet of Sukkah is fundamentally different than other mitzvahs. What's the difference between Sukkah and other mitzvahs? What? If you don't sit in the sukkah, you're not mavatal on mitzvah. Let's say I say, eat potatoes the whole week. So I'm not mavatal on mitzvah. I keep my eyes open. I don't sleep the whole week. So I'm not mavatal on mitzvah. If I go in and I eat bread, I'm zayin to something, mir kagim or whatever it is, which is chayv and sukkah, and I eat it out of sukkah, that's called a bitul mitzvah. So I go to sleep. You're in sukkah either by day or by night. And I'm not make tour, so then I'm mavatal on mitzvah. But if I decide to involve myself in activities which are not sukkah, not obligated in sukkah. So be it. So it's a very unique mitzvah. In contrast to other mitzvahs, let's say for example, matzah or tefillin or lulav or something, if I don't take the lulav, I don't take the tefillin, I don't eat the matzah. So I'm a vatal, the mitzvah is the same. So comes the mechazir of the following. Let's say a person eats in the sukkah, the sukkah gezula. So let's assume for now that the problem is mitzvah well living. What does mitzvah b'aveira mean? Mitzvah b'aveira means you can't give a guy credit, you can't give him brownie points in Shemayim for doing a mitzvah that was accompanied by an aveira. So you didn't fulfill a mitzvah, obedience. Can you say that he ate in the house? Can you say that he ate chutz to sukkah? The guy's sitting physically in the sukkah. He's sitting right next to somebody else. He did the aveira, the other guy didn't do the aveira. So, how do you say that this is like eating chutz to sukkah? He's physically eating in a sukkah. So you can't say he's mevatel the mitzvah. What is it? What do you have to say about him? That he wasn't mekayim the sukkah. But not being mekayim the sukkah is okay. There's nothing wrong with not being mekayim the sukkah. What's wrong with being mevatel the mitzvah? Says in the Chassidah, the psula mitzvah of the aveira wouldn't really work for sukkah. Because all that would say is that you don't get brownie points eating the sukkah. The other thing, you don't get aveira points eating chutz the sukkah. Comes in there as a cost of lacha, the leaders of Gezula, and tells us what? That schach posel, the schach gozel, is like schach posel. A super Gezula, it's like a posel sukkah. You don't have, it's like you have 1.5 walls instead of 2.5 walls. One of the criteria for a crush of sukkah is that it cannot be gozel, it cannot be Gezula. So comes in the Chachinuch and says, not for the Xeris HaKosel of Lacha and the Yushai Surah Gezula, we would have only treated the guy as not being Mekai in the Mitzvah, but we never would have said that he's being Mavahal in the Mitzvah. Kamash Ramon the Pasuk, Lachol in the Gezula, that Surah Gezula is not just a Pasuk, it's a Chefz, it's not just a din of the Gavra, that the Gavra was not Yerik to the Mitzvah of Sukkah, but the Chefz is still Kosher, and therefore you can't call him Mavahal Mitzvah. It's a Chisar in the Etzim Chefz of Sukkah, it's not a Sukkah. It's like a sukkah without tzchach. It's like a sukkah without kosher walls. That's the Yisrael in the Chesinich. That's the answer to Texas Kash Daftes. So Texas Daftes drew an unbelievable wild conclusion. You see from Daftes that mitzvah of Avraham is only mit the Rabbanan, because otherwise what are you going to pass from the sukkah for? The Chesinich says, lo, how is Rabbanan? Texas Daftes are right, that mitzvah of Avraham is absolut min achar by all mitzvahs. It's a problem by sukkah also, but it would have only taken away his mitzvah. It wouldn't have made him into a Baal Avraham. It wouldn't have caused him to be a Vatel mitzvah. That's why you need exercises. That's the famous Yisrael of the Mechazir. What other mitzvah can you say to Shtek just clerical? Tzitzis. He says it. He says the same mitzvah. It's the same kashas. He says two kashas. Why do you need a pasuk for Sukkah? Why do you need a pasuk for Tzitzis? What also is a pasuk? Yasuva, Lahem, Yishal, Lahem, Bamutei, Tzitzis, Gezul. So it's the same thing. Why do you need a pasuk for Mitzvah, Bavavera? Because the test is the same conclusion. It's one of the Rabbanim. So what do you do if you don't understand Raisa? The same exact story. That if I don't wear, I'm not wearing a four-cornered baguette, so I'm not chayv in tzitzis. So tzitzis gezulim, so mitzvah b'aveira. So mitzvah b'aveira means you can't give the guy credit for wearing tzitzis. On the other hand, he's physically wearing tzitzis. He's not wearing a four-cornered bed without tzitzis. He has physical tzitzis on. So Mistama, he's not a Mekayim of Mitzvah, but he's not a Bachel Mitzvah. Kamash Malon, Mishal Ahem, the Yudhik Tzitzis Kzulim. But one of the requirements, one of the conditions for tzitzis, it has to be made Lishma, it has to be made out of wool, it has to be made out of this and that. It has to be Nam Kzula. This is the famous word from the Chassidim. But if you, they say, they used to say that the Rav, this is Kabbalah, it's like a brisket type of a, you know, not fancy mahalach. He said the Rav didn't like it. Same with Chaim somehow. Reb Chaim is a big fan of the Chassidim. Reb Chaim didn't quote too many acronyms. But Reb Chaim used to, Reb Chaim brought the Chassidim, Chaim Shem to the Yeshiva Shevel. He used to say Torah in the Chassidim. So they say that this particular Mechachim is some brisk they didn't like. They didn't think this is right. But anyway, it's a famous word from Mechachim. But that's the answer to Tosin Aflam. We'll work with a simple shot. Tosin Aftar, Tacha Mitzvah Averis on Midrabanan. If you work with Tosin, the Mitzvah Averis, Tacha on Midrabanan, so now that Machlek is the Rambam and the Rush about why you're not Yotze with Masay Zula becomes a critical Machlek. This now we're for the big bucks here. Serious story. I come to the Seder and eat matzah gezula. So why am I not yetzer? According to the Rambam, it was a mitzvah of the Avir. According to the Rosh, because it's a din of lachem. So according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah of the Avir. One could potentially argue. I don't know what the Rambam holds about that theory. I don't know what the Rambam sheet is. Mitzvah of Avir, the Reis, the Rambam. I'm not sure. But if one would hold the mitzvah of Avir is not only the Rambam, because of test, it says the Farish. So then maybe Matzik Zul is not only a problem with the Rabbanan. And the Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says it's Mamash Pasim in a Torah. It's Lachem, or Risasechem, or Tassim, the works. It's Mamash of Soldi Araisim. So that's a critical question. So we want to know, is the Rambam right, is the Rosh right? So ultimately, that Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh, goes back to Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rav, in terms of Ma'aseh Shein, Mamun Gavoah, which ultimately just goes back to restating what's Pshat in the Gemara and Pesachim Daf Mamun Ches, considering Ma'aseh Shein. It's the same Machlokes over and over and over again, repeating itself. And now it's going to have nafkaminis, their ISIS, their Obama, etc. So hopefully tomorrow we have to check in another nafkaminis. Another nafkaminis between the Ram and the Rosh. And again, then we'll have completed the Hakdama to the Sugyot. And now, what you have to think about for tomorrow is what in the world is after Lewis and Hedda Dabba Gurubayis.
Maybe we don't know whether their Ram holds in this Obama
Bayer's right. Right, I'm not sure. Yes, right. That's all for questions. So everyone can understand, what does this have to do with Dabba Gurubayis? So what does the Gemara say to him at Avraham Beis? Just to jump back for a second. The Gemara says that a gazman steals Nisa and Mafush Chala, he can't make a bracha. Or he can't make a bracha. But what can he do? What is he mechuyev to do? He's mechuyev to Mafush Chala. That's a problem, a major, major problem to the Rosh. Right?
Why is it a problem?
The Rosh says that when it's stolen, it's not a Misa Seichem, it's not a Tatsum, it's nothing according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, there's no Chir Chal altogether if it's Isa Gzula. What's the Gemara talking about? What's the Gemara talking about? According to the Rambam, maybe you're not going to get brownie points for the Misa, but it's Tevel, you have to be Mafresh. According to the Rosh, it's not Tevel. How about we'll say, yeah, I want to finish tomorrow with the Shakasari, and then to finally understand with this whole background, what in the world is trapped in the Gemara and Hedda Vav and Beis, Ben Lefi HaRama, Ben Lefi HaRosh. Okay.